Hamilton Ashayi versus Holder, case number 12-1982.
Good
afternoon. I apologize if I mispronounce that name.
That's fine, Judge. Good afternoon, Your Honors. I may please the court to appear for the appellant, Ashayi, in this case. My name is Olusola Oyeyemi. The appellant is a Nigerian who came to this country in 1968 as a student. He became a permanent resident of the United States in September of 1970, and he was married to a United States citizen, Joyce McDaniel. The marriage was blessed with two children. The couple relocated to Nigeria in 1976, and they came back to the U.S. in 1979 when his wife was diagnosed with a terminal ailment. Ashayi lost his green card in 1984 when he traveled to Nigeria for his father's funeral. He subsequently went back to Nigeria and was visiting his wife on a regular basis until she passed away in August of 1999. As at the time of his wife's death, Ashayi had three other children in Nigeria through another relationship with a lady called Yabo Sosimi. The three children were born between 1985 and 1992. A traditional engagement was held in Nigeria between the two families, I mean the family of Ashayi and Yabo Sosimi, on November 18, 1999. Ashayi did not attend the ceremony. Ashayi filed a widower petition, I-360, in May of 2000 as a widower of the United States citizen, which was approved. He filed an application for adjustment of status, I-485, which was also approved, and he got his green card back in September of 2000. In the process of becoming a U.S. citizen, he filed another application, N-400, to become a U.S. citizen, and that was when that application was denied and it was brought into proceedings. Now, the main issue in this case, Your Honors, is very simple. Was there a valid marriage between Ashayi and Yabo Sosimi on November 18, 1999? To start with, Your Honor, one of the conditions that must be met before a widower petition is approved is that the petitioner must remain unmarried. He must remain a widower as at the time of his application and must remain so until the petition is approved. That is, the position is very clear. The BIA mentioned it, the immigration judge said so also. It is our position that Ashayi was a widower when he filed the petition. The traditional engagement of November 18, 1999, where he was not physically present, was not a marriage. If there was a marriage at all, Your Honor, which we are not conceding,
it could produce three children, however.
Yes, Judge. There were three children.
Well, yes. He didn't report that either.
No, sir. Okay. No, sir. So, if there was a marriage at all, it could best be described as a proxy marriage, which is not recognized as a valid marriage in Nigeria and here in the U.S.
Counsel, I understand it's possible to have a debate about whether that marriage was valid. I understand the government's position here to be, though, well, by failing to disclose the other three children and the relationship with Ms. Sosimi, in essence, the petitioner here, Mr. Ashayi, prevented any inquiry into that matter, and that was the deception that was the justification for denying his request.
Well, Your Honor, in the I-360, the form requires you to mention your wife. Are you married? And he left that portion blank because as at that time, his wife was dead. There is no denying the fact that he was engaged in another relationship in Nigeria, but that was not a valid marriage. It was a proxy marriage that he was not present. He did not attend the ceremony.
Was he asked to identify children on that document?
Yes, he was asked to address his children, and he says so on record that the only thing that he discussed with his attorney was the children that he had with his dead wife, which he identified. He identified the two children that he had with his
well, that
dead
wasn't
wife.
The question, though. The question was to identify all his children, right?
The portion on that form states that I state to your children. And when he discussed with his attorney, the understanding which he had at that time was that they were addressing the children which he has or had at that time with his dead wife. And they were not asking him about his children in Nigeria. When he had the opportunity to do that, the first opportunity which he had to state all the children was on the N-400 application for naturalization, which he did immediately. He mentioned his relationship with the lady in Nigeria, Yabo Sosimi, and the three children on the M400. He was not trying to hide anything. His own understanding of the position was that, mention your children, and he mentioned the children which he had with his now dead wife.
The question was not so limited, however, on the earlier applications.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
The question about children was not limited in the way that you're suggesting in the earlier applications. It was an inquiry about children.
No, Your Honor. It says list your children.
Right. That is not limited in any way, and he didn't.
Yes, Judge.
The three children back in Nigeria with Ms. Sosimi.
He did not. At that time, he did not.
Right, and the agency was entitled to construe that as willful misrepresentation of facts.
He
might have a different explanation, but they don't have to. They don't have to accept it.
Exactly, that is the position of the government, which we are not. We are not accepting, Judge. And most importantly, before a proxy marriage could be regarded as valid, it must have been consummated. The immigration judge held that the marriage was a valid marriage because of the three children. The three children were born between 1985 and 1992, 7 years before the proxy marriage. The BIA rightly mentioned it. They just made it a footnote on page 4, on the second page of their ruling, that, and I will quickly read. It says, although it does not affect the holding, we agree with the respondent that the immigration judge had in finding that the respondent and Mrs. Sosimi had children after their proxy marriage, as their children were born before November 18, 1999, proxy marriage. So I see no reason why the BIA should not, at that point, set aside the judgment of the IJ, because the IJ's position was that he was engaged in a legal marriage, which he did not disclose to the agency, to the service. And if at that time he was actually engaged in a legal marriage, the I-360 petition would never have been approved.
What do we make of, this is, I think, the N-400 form, asks about marital history, and he gave as the date of the marriage, if I'm reading this correctly, November 18, 1999.
Yes, George. And that was the traditional marriage that he had in Nigeria. He didn't have any other...
If he's telling the government that was the date of my marriage, if that's the position he's taking, then why can't the government say, well, if that's the case, then your earlier application was deceptive because you were not a widower, you had married at that point. He's simply contradicting himself.
Well, at that point, I didn't know what he was trying to do when he filled that application by himself as stating the woman there as his wife. I really can't get into that because I wasn't the attorney that represented him at that point. But my own position, George, is that as at the time that he was filing the application, the I-360 application, he was not married.
Okay, I understand that position, but he claimed that he was.
That was later in the N-400, Judge. If he mentioned that in the I-360, that would have been the end of the case, because once you are married, you can never be a widower. Once you are married, you are married. And the position which we are saying was that at the time of that application, when it was filed and when this was approved, he was not married. Even the issue of the children also, Judge.
Is the theory that it became retroactively valid to November 18th, 1999?
I wasn't sure whether they had another wedding here, but that was what is stated there. And my own position about that is very simple. he was upfront. That was the position he had to mention his wife, because when he was filing the I-360, the wife that he had at that time was dead, and that was Joyce McDaniel. And there was no way he could just write Iyabo Sosimi under the position of the wife, because he was not married to Iyabo Sosimi at that time. And the issue of the children also was not even a condition for the grant of the I-360. Whether he had children through other women or not was not an issue. So it was not material. So once the BIA found that the IJ had in holding that the marriage was consummated when the children were born, prior to November 19 of 1999, it should have been set aside, Judge. My time is up.
Thank you. Lee.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Sana Lee representing the Attorney General. Your Honors were correct in pointing out that the applications that Mr. Ashai filled out to become a self-petitioning widower and also his application for adjustment of status were not limited insofar as the questions about his spouse and children. The application for adjustment of status asks, lists your present husband and wife and all your sons and daughters. And Mr. Ashai, his counsel admits that his client only listed his two U.S. citizen children and did not list his wife, his Nigerian proxy wife.
What's the purpose for asking about all children?
Well, for the widower petition, I believe if you do have children, you could eventually have your children gain status as
whether
well.
Whether they are children of the marriage that resulted in being widowed or not.
I think it's possible, right, to eventually have your children adjust status, although I don't know all the specifics of that. And so my opposing counsel's point is that the validity of Mr. Ashai's marriage was the main issue, but that is not the main issue in this case. Mr. Ashai made willful misrepresentations on his applications in order to gain a visa and to adjust his status. And he stated during his testimony before the immigration judge that he considered himself married at the time that he filed his widower petition. And as far as his explanations go about why he concealed the proxy marriage and his children, the immigration judge was not required to accept those explanations, as Judge Sykes earlier stated. Mr. Ashai said that his attorney did not ask him about his present wife, and that's why he didn't mention his Nigerian wife on these applications. As far as his children go, he said he didn't mention them because he had them out of wedlock. And then he later changed his explanation to say that his attorney didn't ask him if he had any children with any other wives besides his first U.S. citizen children wife. And so the immigration judge reasonably found those explanations incredible. And regarding the materiality of these willful misrepresentations, in a Seventh Circuit case, Kalege, this court has found that a false statement is material if it has a natural tendency to influence the decisions of the Department of Homeland Security, or if it tends to shut off a line of inquiry about what's relevant to the alien's eligibility for relief. And in this case, the false statement or the omissions about his wife and three children had a natural tendency to influence the decision of the Department of Homeland Security, because if the government had known about these relationships, the government could have inquired into whether the marriage was actually valid or not. But because Mr. Ashai did not include this information on the applications, it was prevented from going down this road and inquiring into the marriage. And opposing counsel does not really address this materiality requirement under Kalege and also under the Supreme Court case Cungus versus U.S. The validity of the marriage in this case does not affect the materiality of the willful misrepresentation. And under Kalege, the government has established that a rebuttable presumption that Mr. Ashai gained his visa and adjustment of status through his willful misrepresentation. And the government established that by clear and convincing evidence. And Mr. Ashai failed to overcome this presumption by a preponderance of the evidence. He failed to submit any evidence regarding the validity of his marriage or whether he consummated the marriage. And in fact, there is evidence in the record, in the record of deportable alien form I-213, in which DHS noted that Mr. Ashai's proxy wife entered the U.S. Multiple times beginning in 1998, and that is prior to the time that he filed his applications. So it seems that on this record, there is a chance that he consummated his marriage with his Nigerian proxy wife. Unless the court has any further questions, government will rest.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Oyemi, your time had expired, so the case will be taken under advisement. Our thanks to both counsel.